you're the one that is planning the war and running the war, then you attack him at Sriya. He says to them, Milchoma Alayhi. But if you're sitting in your house and you're waiting, Kisovay Milchoma Be'altzechem, then Menachom Nasach Tfilis. The Mokhe Gifter has a Givaldik idea. He says to them, Milchoma Alayhi. Eivecho is Lashon Rabim. It's mashma that when you go out for the war, you're going out against a lot of enemies. Then the pasuk says, "Unesono Hashem Elokecho beYodecho." Mashma, it's one single guy. He says, "Milchomo al oivecho," all over. He says, "Milchomo al oivecho." All different oivim. Unesana Hashem Elokecho beYodecho. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him beYodecho. But what is Kiseitzel HaMilchoma Al Oivecho is Loshon Rabi. Unesana Hashem Elokecho beYodecho. Unesanoi. Only one of them. Frankly, Motri Gifter on the right, Kiseitzel HaMilchoma Al Oivecho Unesonom Hashem Elokecho beYodecho, or say Kiseitzel HaMilchoma Al HaOyev Unesonoi Hashem beYodcho. But what is Kiseitzel HaMilchoma Al Oivecho Unesonoi? Zot Lemorcha Gifta in Yisrael. I will explain it with a vault that we said already a couple times, and the vault is the same vault. The Gemara says the Nazir Omar Rab Shimon Be'olam Lo Yochalti Michatas Nazir. I never ate from a korban of a nazir. Why? Kshem Noizri Ve'achar Kech Mischalti. Of course it's Mekabel Yom Kippur, we'll learn every day 50 hours, yeah? And then the Maaseh doesn't work out. He's Mekabel Nazirus, he's planning to be a nazir. Ve'achar Kech Mischalti. So b'meila, they have a charotah, when he becomes tamei, he needs to bring a chatos. And it's doime lechulim ba'azor. Chutz minozirecho et shebador. Oh, and the doim of Tesimut Beis. Pamachas bo nozir. So roisov sdurois loitaltali. Beautiful, bland, nice here. So roisov sdurois loitaltali. Amarti lo ibni, ma lo iso lehashchis or chozeh anoyev. Such a beautiful year. Another shaves. Everything. Omar, roya o isi le'aba. I was a shepherd. Pamachas, I took the sheep in the desert. They were thirsty, we came to a well. Nistakalti bebavuo sheli. I looked in the water, I saw my friend, I saw myself. Pochaz ola yitzri vebikesh letordeini minoyev. אמרתי לה, את עוד היצרו, ראשו, תומסגו בדובו שאינו ישלחו, בדובו שאורימו ותאילאו, סייפלי עשרימו, או אבוי דרם אל השבוע, הגליך החול השומיים. I'll become a nose. מיד, כל כבשי מנושקתי לו בראשו. אמרתי לו, בני, כמויכו ירבו נויזרי נזירס בישראל, עליכו אמר הכוסו, איש כאידל נדר, Nazir Lazarus. A beautiful story. Nazir Shemadon. Chazal said it was one of the Tanoim. He never looked in the mirror. He never knew how he looks. Pamachas oisiroya le'abo. And I looked in the water and I saw myself. Pochazol ha'yitzri v'bikash. I'm asking him, what do you think? What did Tzahor told him? He started to play around. Tzadik, he never looked in the mirror. One time he saw himself. Zel. Town. You know what the Yitzhahara told him? You look so nice. Buy a shirt with an animal. That's what he told him. Told him, you know, get like a nice glasses that will fit your hair. That's what he told him. A suit, you know, with one button. you know, look nice. Schwanz. Think that it's a horror told him to mess around? Chas v'sholem. But the Nozer Shabbatorum said, but why he tells me to make my hair nice? Why he's telling me to gel? Why he's telling me to shtusim? Why he's telling me to get animals? Why is that leaving me alone? He wants me in the end to go off. Bikesh letordeinu min alayu. I saw a letter from the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim. Chaim lived in Radim. You know, Radim was a very poor city. Very poor city. Chaim was very poor. He didn't have money to eat breakfast. You know, when he had the breakfast, a cup of tea, his wife would buy the bread from the baker from yesterday. It was cheaper. Half price. Then it was even cheaper, the broken loaves of bread. Today, the broken ones, I think they grind them and put them back in. I don't know how it works exactly. Yeah? Stunning. But that day, the bakers didn't have what to do with the broken ones. So the broken from yesterday was go cheap. She bought it, and he would take it for breakfast, and he would dip it into the tea. And this was his breakfast. That day, the daughter writes down in the letter, he couldn't afford even the bread of yesterday. So she served him breakfast, a cup of tea, with nothing. Serving her husband breakfast, a cup of tea of nasa. She was tearing. I think the daughter rise now, she was 5 years old in the room. Mom was tearing, my mother was tearing. She's serving her husband a cup of tea. You could feel the tension in the air. It's quiet. She puts down the cup of tea. Her eyes are dripping. And you hear a clap. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want, Yitzhak. Du willst Yisrael Meir will nicht lernen. Yisrael Meir will yalla. It's quiet. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want, Yitzhak. Du willst Yisrael Meir will not write Sforim and become a Talmud Chacham. Yisrael Meir will write Sforim. The Chofetz Chaim, when there was no breakfast, he saw someone is trying to tear the Mishnah Berurah. Pochazol ha-yitzri ve-bikesh le-tordeini min ha-rilo. If a guy comes with a gun now, Rabbeisai, don't learn. Shmat. No one will go. But he doesn't tell you, he tells you it's Friday afternoon, you need to take it easy. It's a whole Shabbos, you're not allowed to learn 10 hours. Chas v'sholom, you will faint next week. If you eat, if you don't go to eat somewhere, chas v'sholem, you know, shalom, starving. Well, why not to learn from now till after still Shabbos? What will happen to you? You'll be tired, you sleep Shabbos day anyways. What is the heter now not to stay and learn till Shabbos? No heter. But it's a whole why he tells you, no, you can't. Not because he cares that you will learn this Friday. He doesn't want you to be the next chazan ishul v'liyashim v'shtumor. Zogte molche gift. Ki teitzel ha-milchomo al-oivecho. The Yitzhahore has all different hats. All different hats. He has all different hats. Sometimes he comes like a bad roommate. Sometimes he comes like a terrible baldira. Sometimes he comes like a headache. Sometimes he comes like a tithe. Sometimes he comes like not getting along with the parents. And sometimes he comes along and there's not enough money. But there's one person behind all of these costumes with one purpose. You don't become Talmid Chacham. So to Molche Gifte, one of the nicest words that I heard from Molche Gifte. He says to la milchomo al oivecho. He says to la milchomo al oivecho. When you go out to the war al oivecho, there's all different oivim. All different kind of oivim. unesonay Hashem elokecha beyodecha. But when you win him, every time when you take off the costume, Mr. Yetzer. I don't know if I produced a terrible matzah, but when you will win, it was the Yitzhak. A terrible rumor when I will win is the Yitzhak. I can't wake up early in the morning, it's the Yitzhak. Say it's a milchomo aloivecho. Unesonoi, but it's one guy to win, it's not 50 guys to win, it's the same guy. Every time unesonoi Hashem alaikecho beyadach. The Chaim says, Veshoviso Shivya, what is Veshoviso Shivya? Shivya is prison, Shavui. Veshoviso Shivya, Chazal say, Vaish Miben Oshevi, he says that the halacha is when you do tshuva, Averes Nasim Schuyas. So when you win the Yitzhahore, not only you win him, even what he won from you becomes now back good for you. Veshoviso Shivya. You will be shoyve from him the Shevi that he got from you. Some of the practical word of the Meshech Chochme. The Pasuk says, Veroiso Vashivya Aishas Yifastoya Vechoshak Tobo Dibu Otele Kenegen Yitzhahore. We're getting it. Frank the Meshech Chochme, the Sameach of Meshech Chochme. And what if you lose the war? He said to them, Milchom Alevecho. You lose. Although you met a nice person and you want to marry him. You know, you lost the war, but you managed to grab someone, yeah? Why he say to them, Milchom Unesona, Hashem Alekecha, Veroiso Bashiv Yaishi Yifastoya? What if you don't win the war? Zonda Rechaim, and Zonda Mishachochm, if you don't win the war, don't start off with a Yifastoya. Because if you lost the war, you will need it for giving back, you know, prisoners. At the end of the war, you know, every country gives back to prisoners, you know, you give mine, I give back yours. Only if you won the war, so everyone is by you, you can do what you want to your prisoners. However, if you need them, you can't use them, because if you will use them, they will use your people. Only with the son of Hashem, if the war is won, and everyone is by us, then Veroiso Bashiv Yaishas Yifastoya Vechoshakta Bo Velokachto Lechol Yish. Rashi says Dibu Atoiro Kenegad Yitzhah. Shvere Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us to marry the Yifastoya. It's a big machlekes. If she really has to be pretty, what if I think she's pretty, no one else thinks that she's pretty? You're allowed to marry her? Yifastoya be'eino, but it's a chefzei yifastoya. Big machlekes. I'm not going into it. Two machlekes. Anyway, it's not something you get today, so we made it. But you have to know. I want. But everyone else thinks it's mishuga. Is it heter or is not heter? So we get the esrogim. If you think esrog is nice, and everyone thinks it's not nice. You take the esrog that is really nice, or what I like. I like a gatla. What else likes a gatla? On the opposite, yeah? Everyone has a kasha. But the kasha is not stam, it's a double, triple kasha. We spoke out last week, Chumashim. How is Milchemes Mitzvah? Mi'ayish, Ayorev, Rachalevo. All the bad people went back home. We said only the Chofetz Chaim is going out to fight. This is the group of people that are fighting. Ve'iso Bashim Yorayish, Sifashtoya, Bechoshak, Tobo, Ve'okach, Tobo, Ve'ish. So for sure we see that in a war, when the people get angry and a fighting matzah, people lose themselves. We see it, Kiseinu. But what is the pshat? So Reb Chatzkel Avramsky had a malabatim shir in his house in Beit Vegan, when he moved into Beit Vegan. Lel Shabbos, he would say a chumash. When he came in Parshas Kiseinu to the first year, he saw the oil of our planning there. Coming to attack him, you know, we were asked to be Meisel Nefesh, Dibul Averes, Yitzchok, Aser Leman Arugim Hashem Kodshecho, Atruchim Al Yechudecho, Leman Boi Yivayish Ulamayim Al Kibu Shvecho. And here Hashem is Matiros to marry a Yifastoya. Yala Al Adas. Yala Al Adas. So he started and he said, this parsha is a terrible mechayev. You see this parsha, you have to tzitter, be scared and shiver. He says a person sometimes in life says, I can't. I can't anymore. I can't wake up. I can't learn. I can't. Never heard these people that say, I can't? So he left me in this little, that, I just can't. I can't. You never could say that you can't, the Chas can say. Because there's in one place that Hashem felt that people can't be older than any Soira, he was mad at the marry going. When Hashem feels you can't, marry. He said, Hashem feels in the war is the kind of matter that people could lose themselves and they could marry a goy. Hashem said, so marry him. I didn't give everything that Hashem did not say mutter, it means it's passable to me. It's passable to handle. Because when he feels that you can handle it, he told you don't have to. It's a gewaltig gewalt. ויבייסל בתרבייסכו בגילכו אסרוישו ואוסטו אסיפורנאו ובוכתו אסוביו ואסאימו ירח יומים ואחר כך טובו ילאו באלתו ואויסו לכל איש ובוכתו אסוביו ואסאימו ירח יומים זוג דזויר הקודש הדו חוידש אלו So why do they explain what it means Chodesh Elu? Just a little bit of pshat. Chaz, it's a chumash here as well. There's four mehalchim in the Rishonim, why she has to cry for a month. Not doing now as machlekes in the Gemara if you do it be'ile before, or you really have to wait till after the 30 days, and the fact that Hashem lets you to marry will take away your nisoy. Yeah? The gash is, I had such a nisoy. So other the pshat is, taka won't be as mutter or leave you away. Other taka you have to wait, but the fact that you know that you can marry her takes away the nisoy. Rashi says, v'kol kach lamo, we want the Bas Yisrael, your wife, to look pretty, and she will look sad, maybe you'll decide to change your mind. Sometimes something looks very nice, and you see a piece of chicken, want to eat it, and then you want to go into the kitchen, you see how they do it, you just don't want to touch it anymore, right? And then when something, you see something looks amazing, then you find out how the guys mix it with their fingers, you don't want to eat it anymore. So Hashem said, your wife will look good, for a month you will see, Rashi says, Nichnas lebeiso, he sees her, she's menuvelis. Devin Ezra says, she lost appearance, and as a kind of covenant that people give someone as nifter to cry, she lost appearance in the war. So we have to give her time to cry, to respect appearance. The Rambam and Meir Nevuchim says a bit different. He says, she lost appearance, says she lost the war. When a person cries for a month, his depression comes out. Lashon HaRambam. Shetimotze menucha lenafsho, ki yesh la'atzobim, the nerves, manoyach, when they cry. Don't force her to marry her, to boil her. You have to give the time, like, you know, someone is sad, just give her a little bit to cry it out. But the Ramban says, venireli. Ein apnai lach maloleo. רק שיעוקר שם אבוי דזורה מפיו ולבוב לך בו יזגחלס הניתנות והפירות מאיבה ואימא ותאי. A regular ger tzedek that decides to come is a process that was building inside him, right? He decided he wants to become a year. This girl, till yesterday, she was a shikt. She has to be dovek b'isha Yisrael. You can force her to be dovek b'isha Yisrael. She needs a month to clean out the system. She is Lashon HaRamban. La'akor Hashem v'lizorem mipio v'levo. This, the Zohar is going like the Ramban. What is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem will speak, B'nei, the Shmuzim, Vaidim. Rosh Hashanah is V'hoyo Hashem l'melech Ki b'yom hazeh tinoseh malchusecho L'kel oirech din L'boichen levoris V'yom din L'goy le'amukos badin L'goy le'deos badin Choy melmasov badin מתאר חויסוב בדין איברו לאלוקינו והדרס והאמונה. What is it? It's not sorry. Rosh Hashanah is going Malchus Hashem, and when we dovek in Malchus Hashem, this is the way we zoichem Lashon HaTovah. And the Iker HaAvoido איברו לפני מלכיס כדי שתמריכו מעליך. כביכול שטייט that the Eishes Yefastoyer cannot stick to the Isha Israeli without a month of trying to clean out the system. Zog de Zoyar, Dohu Yarche de Elul. It's exactly the same idea. You need a Chodesh Elul before you come close to the Melech. Rosh Hashanah, we Zoyche to be Dabik by Melech. What it means, how it means, why it means, it's not Azuchum Hashem. But that is Rosh Hashanah. Exactly, this is exactly the same month. You have this. Boyem lechufatz tobo, v'shilachto lenafshon lezisamo. It's not, before we mamshir, Chofetz Chaim has a beautiful vow. It says, if you go back to Parsha Shoftim, it's very interesting. Parsha Shoftim, we start Shvi. Not to start Shvi, you could start before Shvi. You could start Perek Chof. Kisei tzel ha-milchom ha-olivecho ve-ro-iso sus ve-rechem ve-ho-yo ke-kor ve-chem ve-niga shmi o-ish, mi o-ish kisikra ve-lir le-ilochem ole ve-karoso le-sholem hachem tachem kisotsur le-yomim le-tashkis es-eitzo. We finished the whole Perek Chof. That was 8 psukim that we skipped, and then we start Kisei Tzel HaMilchom. War. From Perek Chof, 5 times the war, then we start Kisei Tzel, war. The last 8 psukim in Parsha Shoftim is Parsha von Eglo Arufa. You find a dead person. וינוידה מייקו ויוצו זקנך ושפתך ומודתו אל האורים האלה. פרק מחפץ חיים, why Eglo Arufa is stuff here smack in the middle? Why? You have כיסא אצל המלחום ואיסו סוס ורכב וניגש הכויין כיסא צורליז כיסא אצל המלחום ויפסטויה. Why Eglo Arufa is 8 פסוקים? Sorry, 9. Yeah. What? Zog de Chofetz Chaim, such a beautiful vote. Rabbi Yisrael, use it in life. Hashem wants to tell me the parsha of Eglo Arufa smack in the middle of the war. As a musig, but it's Hashem, young guys, you never know. As a musig of wars in the world. Baruch Hashem, in this present time in life, the Jewish people are not a part of that game. Yeah? In the Arab country, these people that are living there now, in ISIS, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, yeah? Millions of people are shech. They're passing like a Holocaust in all these countries. When wars are happening in the world, people lose the chashivas of life. One person dies. You can't count one person. Thousands are dying. Like today, you know, when I was a kid, it was a terrorist attack. And a guy lost a finger, the whole country spoke about it. It was a headline in the newspaper. Today, if it's not 15 people killed in a terrorist attack, it doesn't get the headline. If it's 3 people, it's the back page of the newspaper in the bottom. In Sarah Likna, 2 people were killed, maybe it's a terrorist. Yeah, so? Car accident. If there's a train, like 100 people, it takes news. 2 people are killed. And then in the week, they tell you how many were killed this week, right? Why? This is the way we are. The Eilik and Teirah is telling us, it's wars. Thousands of people are dying. So the Teirah in the middle, if you find a dead person, we have to know who killed him, who didn't walk him. A dead person in my city, 5,000 people died. In the other city, 1,000,000 soldiers died. I found a dead guy near a city. Bury him in Shalom Al Yisrael. I don't know, it's a dead guy. This came come your day, it's Leviathan every day. The city is full with Leviathan. Not to lose sensitivity. Chazal say, Shifra v'pua. It's Miriam v'Yechelet. What they did? The sharp voices of Lad, they rubbled them. And pua, 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 that's what they did. And what they did also, you know, Paro said to kill the girl, the kids, they didn't. So they did two things. No, the Miyaldas are Yivriyos. They lied to Paro to say, no, the Jewish woman just give birth with like animals before we come. And also, you know, when the kids came, they're like playing with them. If you would need to give them a name, how you would call them? Shifo Pulo or Matzilois Mechayos? I would call what I would call Tzila, Matzilo, yeah? And what I would call Chaya, Meloshon Mechayos. Giving an idea, yeah? Shifo the Pulo. Such a small little thing. It's a joke. Paro could have killed them because they didn't listen. They saved Klal Yisrael. These two women saved Klal Yisrael. You know how we call them Shifra and Pua? Actually, one of them were rubble, you know, they were the kid. One was like making him to smile. So, Baruchim has a whole shmooze about it. And it's two mahalchim. I'm saying now one mahalchim that is Megali. What you would do if you would have to be the one to Miyalid when Paro says no? Save another one. You know, sometimes, again, I'm not speaking against no one. Chumashir is like, you know, we never speak against no one here, almost. Yeah? You know, they have sometimes some bachrim that it's hard for them to learn. They go to help to the Kimcha the Pischa before Pesach to give out the food. It's choshev organizations that give out the food. Some bachrim sometimes go to help. They drive the car, they drive the trucks. You never heard about it? Now, some places you come, like here, you see that's a saw, like everyone stands in line and is pushing and shoving, and you know, and you're giving everyone bags, what you could do. And you're doing huge chesed. You're giving food, thousands of dollars to families that can't afford it. But you forget in the middle to smile, take it, pack it to them. That extra part, sometimes some bachur forget to do. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if you were involved or stuff. You never had time yet to go out and give out. Yeah? Shifra v'pua, they say the kids of Klal Yisrael. But not everyone does. Yeah, we're a human being. We made some nefesh. The same baby, she gave him like a little chick when she saved him. Chaim Kreisler, my Rebbe. One of his biggest things was a big Talmud Chacham called the Rekulo. But he saved all of almanas. He had like funds, endless funds. And he would, every almana, someone died, he would go to the house and give money to the almana and everything. And in his pocket he had a bars of chocolate and he would give to the kids. And he was speaking to the mother, you know, the kids were getting upset, who is that strange man speaking to the mother, he would give them bars of chocolate. And he said, I don't know where I'm getting biggest chal. For sure, the guy that just gives bars of chocolate. But the child is the guy, I said, I'm giving him $1,000,000. The kids will cry. He doesn't stand. I'm giving out his money that you can send him to tutors, to rabbis, to everything. He wants the kid also in that moment to be happy. That shows the godless. The Torah is teaching us. There's a war. You capture people. You marry the festoya. There's fire and blood. Sus v'rechem. It's a milchama. Remember every neshama of a person. The guy is dead. We have to take care of him. Don't say, I look at the big picture, the macro, the big picture. Small. It's a person, an individual person. Have to be honest. Remember, a lot of times in the Shema life, you'll be in these positions that you help the big picture. Help the big picture. Remember to help at the same time the small picture. Don't forget when you're involved in the big picture, the small picture. to see it in life, keseida. Guys, take care of the big picture and forget about the small picture. I remember one of the big guys, today is one of the biggest guys that helps in Chesed and El Tzislav, told me he was young and he came to discuss with Rav Shach, this organization. He came to the whole meeting with the whole matzah. And Rav Shach took out a candy and gave him. The person made him like a 5 years old kid, yeah? So he was very insulted. So Rav Shach said, I saw that I need to put you back in your place. Rav Shach said, I wanted to teach you. To be nice to you and give you a candy is the same thing as helping your organization. Don't think now, Chesed is my organization, ambulance and cars. I have a guy who will be the biggest asker in the world, yeah? But if you knock on his door, you will ask him for a bag of tea. I'm sorry, I don't have. If you ask him for a kidney, I'll run over the country to find you a kidney. Why you can't run over the whole country to get you a bag of sugar? I'm not saying that you have to run around. Don't get me wrong. But it's something that we lose. So the Torah is makpid to stop. It's like the Chofetz Chaim. In the middle of the war, when people are dying, life of one person can't. Torah says every person is a person, and if one guy is missing and he's dead, we need to know why he's dead. We need to know what happened to him. And not only look at the big picture. The pasuk is mamshich. Ki siyel leish shtenoshi ma'achas ahu b'tzefsh. It's a very nice vote from the Netziv with the Goyen. So first of all, I had a Rebbe whose name is B'shir Moshe Diskin. B'chav osas masas ha-melech. A very smart person. So he would say, Alamon Parshas Kisei Tzor. Dibo Tere Kenegel Yitzor. How it could be? Go out, you see a girl, you have to marry her. She said he has a talent. Something you say, you don't print this one. He said, Gemara says, if you have Ben Soyer, if you have Isha Sifastoya, Soyfoy that he hates her, Achas Ahu Achas Noah, Soyfoy that comes out of Ben Soyer. This is the order. If you marry your Fastoya, Amnon Chazal say, you marry your Fastoya, and then you will hate her, and then you will have a Ben Soyer for her. Chazal say the Ben Seirer Umoyo, the Tofsu Boy Ovi Ve'imoy, Zog the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ad She'iyu Ovi Ve'imoy Shovi. You have to look the same. Till one man the Oma holds that it's impossible, it never happened. Because if they look the same, so either she's an Islandist, or he's a Soris. Yeah? They have to have the same voice. Einenu Shemea Bekoleinu, Ad she'iye koilom shove. So he says that a guy goes to the war, he found a lady that is exactly his copy. She has the same voice, the same look, everything like him. He says, if the Torah says that in the end of the Ben Soyer, in the end of the Fastoya, will come a Ben Soyer, so obviously the Fastoya is someone that's mamish like him. So he says, it's not Stam, he met himself on a girl. He will tell you. Because the other issue, Noshim Achas, Ahuba, Achas, Nua, Yodol, Ibonim, Ahuba, Vas, Nua. So it says, Yodol, Ibonim, Ahuba, Vas, Nua. So who had the baby first? Kiyele ishte noshim achas ahuva ve'achas nu. Ve'yodo lubanim ahuva ve'as nu. Who had the baby first? Ve'yodo lubanim ahuva ve'as nu. Who had the baby first? It says, ve'yodo lubanim ahuva ve'as nu. So who's first? Ahuva. Ve'hoya ben abcho ve'as nu. Like the Netziv, so it doesn't work. Kiel and Shlushim Achas Ahuva V'Achas Nuh V'yodu Rebonim Ahuva V'Asnuh V'hoya Ben Abchol Asnuh. So they say from the Goy that we're talking that a person had two noshim. He divorced one, Ahuva v'achas snua. What is snua? Snua is the one you divorce, right? He is a yishisha v'snua. Because of law, so he has ahuva v'achas snua. So what happened was the Ahuba Vasnur. He divorced one. She had a baby for 9 months. The Ahuba had a baby for 7 months. So now the Shaila is he wants to be mevaker ben ahuva al pnei asnu. So the way that the Velt said the Velt b'shem the goyen was, he had ahuva v'asnu. The ahuva, v'yod l'banim ahuva v'asnu. V'hoyo ben abchor l'asnu. The Snua was already divorced. She had a baby. She was Miss Abel 9 months ago. Then he married the second one, and he had the baby from the second one after 7 months. So the way they go, they said, "Oh, with Shem the Goyen, the Ahuva really had the baby first." But the Snua really, she was Miss Abel before the Ahuva. So he wants to give the Ahuva to become a Bchoy. La Yucha Levaker is Ben Ahuva. What is the tzad that he can make the Ben Ahuva a Bchoy? So the Teirah, no, the Ben Asnua is the Bchoy. The Netzir brings down this B'Shem the Goyen and he says, Sheker Onu B'Shem HaGoyen, because Avada, we don't go to feed the Heroyon, we go to feed the Metzias when the baby is born. But it's bavus that b'shem the goyin, the same pshat in this parsha, that the goyin learns that the b'choyin really goes to feed the heroyin. Ki el ish ben tzorah v'moyre en shomea b'kol ovi v'kol imoy v'yisro yisoy v'lish me'eleya. And then shomea b'kol ovi v'kol imoy. Chazal say, Amr Zigna Hiro Ibnainu Ze Sayra Umayra and Nenu Shemea Bekoilain. Chazal say, Achi Koilam Shove. So the vote of Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Sicho. He said, Kipshuta, they have to have the same words. Pastor. He says, Achi Iu Ovi Veimoy Medabrim Bekoil Shove. He says, we killed the Ben Sarah Umayra, right? It's a kid that is starting to go off the derech, and we kill him, right? It's Hashem Sofer, for sure this is the question. Why we don't give him a chance? It's all the Jerusalem, we're not going into them now. Zokta, at she'iu ovi ve'imu medabrim b'kol shove means that they speak the same language. He says, if the father says one thing, and the mother says the other thing, this is a recipe for not having a good chinuch in the kids. If the kid comes from a family that the parents don't speak the same, he says, learn, he's don't learn, he's a young vacation, not vacation, the parents are not agreeing on nothing, and the kid is a ben sayo, don't kill him, it's pashut bad chinuch, that's a shame, you'll get out of this house, you'll be a good kid. Only if the parents speak the same mahalach and the kid is going off, then we have to be worried. But so he says the alabez of chinuch is parents have to be together, the same team, you call it. If they're not on the same team, the kid will go off the derech, but don't kill him. It's not that he's a bad kid, he's just confused. So inenu shemea bekoleinu zokim chayim kareski. Ad she'iyah v'ovi v'imoy medabrim b'kol shove, if they're talking and davening b'kol shavu, then ain't a chenawi. There's a time that then the Chazal say Hashem save for you could kill him, but if not, then b'chayi gavne you don't kill him.